Welcome to Married AF. We are your hosts, Brooke and Randall Fowler. On this show, we discuss topics that really matter.
Like big veiny cocks and our favorite TV shows.
So pull up a chair at our kitchen table and hang out.
While I bulldog my nuts. Good evening, buttfuckers.
Hello. Welcome.
We're your hosts, Randall and Brooke Fowler.
You sound so solemn.
Yes. But welcome back to the kitchen of life. We're glad to have you.
The studio kitchen table.
Yes. We welcome you into our home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to start this episode by me reminding Brooke to tell you about my picture of my
shitty,
horrible face.
It's not a horrible face. It's a handsome face. But oh my God, thank you so much for reminding me of that, because I was never going to remember to tell this. Okay, so we went out to eat last time Griffin was in town. So this was over a week ago. And we were just chilling outside the restaurant waiting for my sister to show up.
And Jimbo.
Jimbalaya. And so we're hanging out. It was a beautiful day outside. And so I was taking pictures of the boys. And Griffin and Gunner were sitting on the bench. Took a picture of them. And then was like, hey, Randall, go stand with them so I can get a picture of all of you. And the sun kind of was like shining in their face, which is better than the opposite. So it was good pictures. And I showed them to Randall and he said, hang on, take another one because I want to smile. Okay, sorry. I'm going to try.
It's pretty funny. We'll post, have her post them on Twitter for everybody to see.
I'm going to post a comparison. So he says, okay, I'm going to try and get through this. He says, take another picture so I can smile. And I said, oh, okay, cool. So I go to take a picture again, and I'm looking through my phone, taking the picture. And I'm like, I thought you said you're, okay. And like, I move my phone away. I could see that he's smiling. So then I just take a few pictures. And then
there's no difference. If any of you watched How I Met Your Mother, and they would take pictures of Barney, and every time it would show up, he'd be like fixing his tie
and winking
no matter what. That's how this was, because I know I was smiling more.
It's way funnier when you look at the pictures. Like, that's why I can't even think about it without,
you'll see, one of them my pants is me making no expression, and the next one is me making an effort to smile, because I even told her, that's a great picture, let's do one with me smiling.
Yeah.
And there's no difference.
I'll post a picture, like a comparison picture, like here's no smiling, here's smiling.
And that was very eye-opening for me. It's the truth.
I almost peed my pants. Was laughing so hard.
It's pretty funny.
So sorry if it doesn't come off as funny just being told until you see the picture, and then I swear to God, it's hilarious.
If you've been following the show and my horrible resting bitch face, mm-hmm. then you'll get
it. Well, and you have to put the phrase in between the two pictures, hang on, take another one so I can smile.
And then there's no smile.
And then it's the same picture.
Yeah. And that effort was being made. It's not a joke or anything like that.
And I could see it not look at what the funny thing is that I like even kind of like looked around my phone, and I could see you smiling. But that was like, okay, it must just be because I'm like holding my phone like kind of away. And no, it's, oh God.
It's almost like maybe my eyes are trying to smile, but my mouth didn't change or something. It was very subtle.
I don't know. Maybe it's the beard. You think it's the beard?
No.
I'm not trying to like...
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I just think that when I do smile, I don't smile like other people where they smile all big.
The anatomy of your mouth, it doesn't do like the smile
ever.
It kind of, no. What I'm trying to, like, and I was doing, like, the hand motions of, like, the smile, like, your mouth curling up. It more just kind of, like, you see a little bit of teeth, and it's, like, a vertical smile. No, not vertical. That's up and down. It's, like, just a straight horizontal smile.
Yeah. I really think I smile more with my eyes than my mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of it, I meant for years.
You do, yeah. It's just your cheeks go up. For years and
years, I, you know, hid my teeth when my teeth were all fucking garbage. And when I was younger, and they were small, and I chipped two of them. I looked like Jim Carrey and Dumb and Dumber. They were a wonderful shade of cream or mother of pearl, maybe. And there's nothing I can do. I mean, just runs in my family. Our teeth are terrible. You know, my teeth are all veneers now. And so I could smile better. I've got good, you know, show teeth, and they cost a shitload.
Well, but I'm just saying, Yeah, like your top lip doesn't do like I don't know. It's just, but it is, you're exactly right. It's more your, when you smile, it's up in your eyes. Like, cause like your, it's like your cheeks.
Yeah, cause I feel something being different.
I feel it's my face.
Obviously not.
I feel my face moving. Swear I'm smiling. Well, and I think the reason it was like no difference is because you were already kind of squinting because the sun was in your eyes. And that's kind of the same motion your face makes when you smile.
Probably.
So,
The eyes are the windows to the soul.
Oh, shit. It was funny.
Yeah, so we'll post those for you guys to see, but it was pretty fucking hilarious. She could not stop laughing.
And every time I try and talk about it.
Everyone that we've shown loves it, too.
So. All right.
So, did you hear about the DJ Khalid video?
Khalid?
Or whatever his name is. The horrible chubby guy with good tits.
That's yeah, the one that
a million zillion dollars.
The one that, I didn't watch it. I just saw the link that Nick posted.
Yeah.
About he, like, all I saw was the title of it, and I was annoyed and, yeah, like, wanted to punch him in the face.
No, I watched it. It was somebody pulled up a clip from when he was on that radio show in 2015.
That was really loud.
He, Carmelo Anthony's wife, whatever her name is, Lala.
Uh-huh. She was the VJ.
Yeah. She asked still married? Him, I don't know, but she asked him if he licks the vagina hole.
The nanny?
And he said no. And then the male host was like, yeah, you do. He's like, no, I don't. I do not do that. I don't do it. And then Lala was like, why don't you do it? He said, because I'm the Don.
What?
He said, I'm the king. And then she said, so
he's not for real.
So you expect her to do it. What if she doesn't want to do it? And these are quotes. I went back and watched it and quoted it. And he said, there are things y'all, as in women,
little ladies,
don't want to do, but it has to be done. I just can't do what you want me to do.
Well, then bye.
What a child. Like, he has the mindset of, like, a literally, like, a 10-year-old boy.
Like a 5-year-old, like,
yeah.
I want what I want. Don't give a shit what you want. Yeah.
No, and he talked about how he's the king and she better like all the clothes she can buy because of his money and shit. It was the worst PR thing I've ever seen released.
And he's got children is the worst part.
And he's you know, I'm not making fun of chubby people, but that dude is fat. And he's been working out for 3 years. I went back and looked at some of his shit.
Working out?
Working out for 3 years straight and posting all this shit on Twitter and Instagram with his workouts and stuff.
30-second videos, so he's not really working out.
And he's lost zero weight, and his tits are huge. He has good tits.
Yeah, but the worst part is, I know he has one son.
Yeah, I think he's got a few kids, two or three.
But, like, he's raising children in a house where women are obviously inferior.
I mean, from his comments, yes. And his chin, so he's unless raising another generation of boys that'll be just like him. Because that's where they learn.
That's what I was getting at, is that that's the worst part. Unless it's a front, but it's the worst.
If it's a
front, why would you do that?
I don't know. And that's something that I've, you know, I think, comes as you get older. And he's older than us, so there's no excuse. But, you know, you hope that guys work their way out of that kind of high school-y mentality, like, around their boy. But first off, I don't know when it ever became weird for a guy to admit that he likes to lick the hooch, or that he does lick it.
I mean,
why is that so taboo for him? Well, it's such
a big deal.
It makes
no sense. It makes no sense. Zero.
Yeah, I don't know, but the VJs were shocked about it and gave him a whole lot of shit.
Talking about this on the radio, like,
yeah, it's on that. Is it the Breakfast Club? Was she on that early on in 2015?
I don't know.
It's a big radio show in New York.
Is it the one where, like, the Brat's on it? Da Brat?
I don't think so.
She might be one that's in Atlanta, maybe.
But that dude is taking a beating on Twitter now.
Good.
Well,
he
deserved.
Should.
I couldn't do business with him if he doesn't somehow walk that back, and he hadn't walked it back at all.
I mean, I'm just curious to, if anybody's going to talk to the wife, get her side.
Well, you know, she's taking dick somewhere else.
Somebody will do that.
Yeah, she's not just sitting around, like, submissive with that.
Well,
she's obviously taking his credit cards and taking somebody else's dick.
That's what I was going to say. She's spending his money and going and getting hers from somewhere. I hope. Because fuck that guy.
Calls himself the king and the don. What a douche.
Wow.
Total douche. Well, yeah. We had said that we were going to do our post our reviews on two podcasts tonight. You were supposed to review Po' Boys podcast.
We were going to discuss our reviews, yeah.
And I was going to discuss Generation Y.
Mm-hmm.
So, you want to go first?
Sure. So, I listened to a couple episodes of Po' Boys podcast. I listened to Slap of the Bass last week.
I like that one.
Specifically for that title, because it just reminded me of I Love You, Man.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be Paul Rudd.
Yeah. Slap of the Bass. So, and then today I listened to the newest episode, Mudflap, which was where he interviewed a comedian, Steve Mudflap McGrew, who's like a redneck southern comedian, like in the vein of Jeff Foxworthy, Bill Engvall.
Cable guy.
Yeah.
Cool.
That kind. And it was funny. I liked it. I mean, you can tell that Jody is like, I don't know if he's exactly our age, but it seems like he's like exactly our age.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably right around
our age. And he's also got like a young kid, I think like two.
Yeah.
So it's just very relatable to shit that we talk about. And, you know, they were talking about the outrage culture that we're living in. So
have you heard his story? Did I show you the thing about his injury?
I saw it on Twitter where he shot himself.
He got shot
in the face
on accident by his buddy's hunting rifle. It blew his finger off.
Yes.
And shot him in the
face.
I saw
the discussion on Twitter, and then it like towards the end he was like, it happened in the range, like before they even got to
they were going to practice
hunting.
Before they were heading out. It was like opening day or something. And I mean, what a fucking gangster. He only said he went out for like a second. I mean, fuck me.
Shot him in the jaw.
Yeah, blew his finger off for like hanging. I mean, he got shot with a very high caliber, high powered.
So
rifle.
It wasn't like a .22.
God no, it's the opposite of that.
So he should not be alive.
No, it's crazy.
And he looked really young in those pictures. Was that like?
I think I remember him saying it may have been he was like 19 or something.
Yeah.
But he looks fine now. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
That he had his gut shot point blank.
It wasn't his time, obviously.
Clearly. And he may be one person that was like saved by smoking cigarettes, because he was like smoking a cigarette at the time.
Why would that have saved him?
Because what if his hand was in a different spot and maybe it didn't. His finger didn't save some of that trajectory.
He had his hand up to his face?
I don't know, but he mentioned the story he was smoking.
Oh.
And then it blew his fucking finger. I mean.
So is he like muddy?
Muddy.
No, but Muddy's missing part of his finger.
Muddy's got a stump. I think it blew. They had to take his whole finger off Jody's.
She was missing a whole finger.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, fuck. Who cares? Rad. Compared to, yeah, I know. But fuck.
But I'm saying they're the like they're 50 soul
Cent
brothers.
Don't have shit on Jody.
No.
50 got shot with like a BB gun. Jody took a fucking
shotgun
bullet that's used to kill rhinoceros in Africa to the face.
To the face. No, that's gangster as shit.
So you already got to listen to his podcast just because of that.
Yeah, and he taught, and it, like, it, I mean, you would never. It's not like anything is impaired his speech or anything.
No, that's unbelievable. Actually,
that's
right.
What's that, even more like no incredible to me.
He actually has a great radio voice.
He does. He has a very good radio voice. Yeah, and I mean, he's a good, like, he just keeps the conversation going with whoever he's talking to. And he, I mean, obviously does all his shows pretty much with people interviewing him over Skype or what have you. So he would be a good one to ask about that topic.
No,
as well.
I have. He's been a big help. He's been one of the, him and John from Brand X have been two of the biggest helpers, you know, yeah. For me. He, I mean, Jody's always, he's answered a bunch yeah. of questions for me. He's been super nice. He found us. I don't know how, randomly, remember I saw mm-hmm. him on Twitter, he's like, oh shit, found a new show, I think it's going to be a good one, and nice. Then tagged us in it, and has just been cool ever since, and he yeah. obviously listens, because he quotes all the funny shit.
I know,
from the
I love
episodes.
It.
But he's also got a great relationship with his wife, it sounds like, so it kind of fits
yes.
our show.
That was like. On the Slap It to Base episode from last week, that was the part that I've... Like, whoever he was interviewing on that show, and I apologize for not remembering.
Dave, the producer.
Thank you. They had a whole, like, 15, 20 minutes where they were talking about marriage, and it was, like, along the same lines as we are.
Yeah.
And so.
No, he's usually right on par with us.
Yes.
It doesn't surprise me that he likes our show and we like his. I mean,
yeah.
There's a lot of similarities in... some thought processes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, if you like our show, take a listen. Po' Boys Podcast. One thing that made me like laugh out loud was they got on this whole topic after talking about like outrage culture and, you know, that there's zero tolerance for bullying nowadays, which is, it's good, but it's almost like we've gone too far with it because now kids grow up without knowing how to deal with like criticism and disappointment.
Or an asshole.
Or, and the guy, Steve, that he was interviewing was like, he said something like, your kid's 12 and never mowed a lawn. And I was like, oh, whoops, Griffin's 13 and I don't think he knows how to start a fucking lawnmower. Yep.
No, that's definitely a thing now.
Whoopsie. Guilty.
Yeah. Old shit. I was pining at the mouth to cut grass.
And we were just talking about it like yesterday. That I was like, Griffin should be mowing the lawn in Alabama for his mom. Like,
that's yeah, I don't think he, even on a riding mower, I don't think he would, he just, I don't know. He's never been a big one on that. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, Kara, if you're listening, get Griffin out there mowing the lawn.
Yeah, he can definitely, and he can push a mower. It's a good workout.
Like, yeah.
He's a strong young man.
He's a strong, growing boy. Shoot, he's bigger than I am now.
Yeah, he's a...
way stronger than I am, I'm sure.
He's a strapping fella.
And they were talking about the evolution of, like, phones and cell phones, and Steve mentioned his first cell phone was the StarTAC. I know you remember that phone,
yeah,
baby.
I had the
that StarTAC. Was your first phone, wasn't it?
No, my first one was the Nokia 3160 brick.
The Zach Morris phone?
No, smaller than that, but about the size of this.
Sweet.
This is the one that you could change the faceplates the first time, and that was it, just the plastic
yeah.
faceplate. And then I went to a StarTAC.
Yeah. Oh, the Nokia one was like, it was like the size of like a house cordless phone.
Yeah.
Had a sweet belt clip for it.
Yeah.
and then they just had a, you know, started going down this rabbit hole of like talking about a lot of other back in the day stuff. So it was like, oh, yes. But it's good. I like it, and I recommend Po' Boys Podcast for anybody that likes ours. And I did also notice the Dr. John at the opening of the podcast. I don't know if you know who Dr. John is, but it's a New Orleans musician,
mm-hmm.
and the name of the song was Gree Gree Gumbo, so holla, New Orleans.
And you can find them at Po' Boy Pod on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And that'll have all their links to their shit. But Jody's good peeps, so yeah. Check them out.
Good people. All right, so did you listen to A Generation Y? And I feel bad for not giving you one that's more indie. I mean, that they've been around a long time.
Yeah, I listened to the Golden State Killer episode.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay.
And I don't want my review to come
across. Well, that's not a normal one.
I know, and I listened to a portion of their, I'm in the middle of their newest one now.
Oh, okay. So I've listened, I thought you were going to listen to the Tex MacIver one.
No, because I kind of know the details of it, and so I wanted to, you know, gotcha. Be a perspective. But it's hard with the true crime podcast to me. You're a true crime fanatic.
Enthusiast, yes.
So that's great. So I trust your judgment on reviews more than me on what's the word, for a category that's not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to, the good ones, you know, like Trace Evidence,
the serious
Generation
ones.
Y, yeah. They're also similar.
Right.
Because, you know, they're reporting facts. You right. know, it's different to keep my attention. That's the only reason my favorite murder right. can keep my attention is because those girls get kind of stupid.
And that's why they're so huge. Because because you're talking about something so dark that they lighten it up with some comedy. Like, they're a comedy murder podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why they are, you know, multi-million listeners. But also some of the more serious ones, I'm more picky about it too, because if the person's voice is annoying.
Well, no, Aaron has a great voice.
Yeah, if their cadence is annoying. He's got a good voice. Yeah, so I mean, all right, go ahead. I'll let you continue.
No, I mean, I enjoyed it, but they're just not my, like, and it's nothing. They're, you know, Generation Y is great, but you know as well as anybody, that's a tough sell for me.
You like Trace Evidence, though, right?
I do. I like it. I mean, I like all of them. They're all done very well. I'm with you. The voice has to be good.
Mm-hmm.
But their voices can almost sometimes be too good, and it makes me tired.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about the other day. I was like, oh, I should have told him to go listen to Murderish. But I think you already maybe listened to her, too.
I don't know if I did Murderish yet or not. I know it's on our we subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was me that subscribed to it. She's really good, too. But they, I think they brought on somebody that talked about, because, okay, there were so many Golden State Killer ones.
Yeah. No, they brought on the guy, it was one of the investigators. I forget his name. But, I mean, Aaron peppered him with good questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just kind of, there's been so much coverage of that, you know.
Yeah.
And I get it. All of them have to hit on that because they've all done episodes about it in the past.
Well, it's their Super Bowl, pretty much. I mean, anybody that does a true crime podcast that's done an especially like anybody that likes to focus on unsolved cases. I mean, that one was unsolved for 40 fucking years. And so all those Golden State Killer podcasts came out the day, like, so he got arrested at, like, you know, whatever, 2-3 in the morning in California. Those podcasts were coming out like later that day.
Yeah. Did you hear the new, the development today? Well, I saw the article today. I think it got exposed during CrimeCon. One of the people there asked one of the panelists who's an investigator on it. They said, hey, are you guys aware of the fact that his estranged wife is a divorce lawyer and they're not divorced? They're just separated. They've been separated for 20 years, but not officially divorced.
Okay.
And the investigator said, yes, we are aware of that. And
what does that have to do?
The reason that's important is because she may have not divorced him, so she cannot incriminate him by having to answer questions about him because she's his wife. So she cannot testify against her still technically husband.
So they think she knows?
They think it's possible that she knows something. And that's why she never officially divorced him. After all these years, because they're still technically married in California.
Were they living in the same house, just different rooms?
No, they're totally estranged.
Oh.
But not officially divorced, so she can't technically be made to testify against him.
because she's still legally her husband. Oh, that's yucky.
So that, to me, screams she knows something. Because that's smart of her covering her own ass.
Or is
so
it?
She doesn't incriminate herself.
Or unless
she's been holding this info for 20 years. If she had to testify and had to admit, then she's going to get charged too. They're not going to give her immunity on that many murders and rapes to turn on him. So now she can just say, I can't testify against my husband.
And they can't make her.
Yeah, she's still his wife.
Okay.
Now, I don't know where that'll go with such a high profile case if they'll.
I feel like there's any common law or... Bitch.
Or if there's a statute of limitations. But the investigator said that is known. That they do know that. And if she's a divorce attorney, wouldn't have been hard to finish that divorce. Because she's had her, you know, she's passed the test for the bar in like 87.
Can you be the attorney for your own divorce?
Who cares if you can't? You have to have somebody else sign off from your
firm.
Surely
she works in a firm.
But she knows the protocol.
Right.
And could have it done. It's just interesting. There's some...
I haven't heard anything about crime.
There's some fuckery in that. Well, I followed an old dude from Trace Evidence. His Twitter on it. He journaled it. It looked pretty huge.
Yeah.
It was in Nashville.
I know. I'm just sporadic about keeping up with social media. And I saw some stuff he posted on that Steven from Trace Evidence posted on Facebook. And I saw like a comment from somebody that was like, I heard it was a little chaotic. He was like, yeah, the content was good, but the organization of the whole event was a bit chaotic and not organized really.
I don't think
they
expected it to be as big as it is now.
But like, how many years has CrimeCon been happening? This is the first year I've heard of it.
Well, I saw a post today too that they learned a lot from this. And so next year in Chicago will be the biggest shit.
And are they going to get Georgia and Karen from My Favorite Murder to come?
I don't know if they have their kind of money.
They probably don't.
No.
Not yet.
They are.
Eventually, if it gets as big as Comic-Con, they will.
They're doing, they're on tour.
Over in Europe right now on tour.
Yeah. I mean, they're past just being a podcast.
No. The fucking tickets at the Fox were $100 a piece the day after. Like, I don't know if we got.
That's a lot of dough. I mean, fuck.
I mean, we spent that to go to Fighter and the Kid, though, babe. So yeah, but it's probably sold out now.
We both enjoy the Fighter and the Kid. I mean, it's okay, but it's more your thing.
Yeah. Well, it's sold out now, I'm sure, anyways.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, they'll come back again.
But if you're into true crime, I mean, I think they've got to be one of the better ones out, right?
Generation My Favorite
y.
Murder?
Generation oh, Generation y. y?
Yes, they're one of the...
has to be one of the high-end...
I've heard several other true crime podcasts recommend Generation Y. So, yeah, I mean, they're solid. They're on, you know, they're on their 200-something episode.
Trace Evidence was in an article the other day, like, in the top 8 true crime podcasts you must listen to.
He does a fantastic job. I mean, he does.
Sounds like he works himself to death for it, though. He tweets, he's writing.
He does everything on his own. Everything. He says it in his intro that he's a one-man show. He does everything. He does all the research, he writes the whole podcast, edits it, records it all himself. And he does a fantastic job.
That's pretty impressive.
And he's so thorough with all, you know, he'll do one case and he's talked to the family of a lot of these people. And so, yeah, he does a great job. I thoroughly enjoy Trace Evidence and Generation Y. There's so many, so many good ones.
Nice. Well, you want to hit some of these questions? So we got a bunch. We still got some left over from the bonus that we didn't do.
And these are the Thanksgiving leftovers. The May the 4th leftovers.
We've got a couple that are new also.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good mix because these aren't just a bunch of Patrick Motherway questions.
I feel like I got all Patrick Motherway questions, which is fine.
I don't know if you did or not. I'll tell you when you read them.
Yes, these are all Patrick, by the way. I'm 99.999% sure. But, I mean, it's fine.
Okay, you want to start it?
He had plenty. Sure. I'll just start with this one. What happened to rap music? That's a great question.
I think we just got old is part of it.
Right. I feel like that is said with a shaking fist, like a get off my lawn fist. But it's the fucking truth, man. Like, what happened? Where's the good Tribe Called Quest, like old school Cypress Hill?
Well, here's my hypothesis.
Uh-huh. Old man Randall.
No, I think, honestly, the demise of hip-hop in general and a lot of music overall has been social media and the exposure that we have to all these people, mm-hmm. that it kills their mystique, especially a rapper, because mm-hmm. you see them, you know, if they tweet, all the time, and their shit is stupid, and they sound like idiots, and you see that they're not really gangsters, they're really some doucher that doesn't know how to spell, and it just takes their whole mystique away. Imagine if you had Tupac had Facebook. You know, instead you get to keep the mystique
of
those guys. Oh, Master P is... he would have been ruined.
Well, he could... I don't think he could... Barely.
No. And what was his protege that was from New Orleans?
Well, his son is Bow Wow.
No, I know that. No, it's not Bow Wow.
Or Lil Romeo.
Yeah, Lil Romeo.
Sorry.
But no, it was his...
Lil Wayne.
No, not
from the same project.
He's Birdman's.
Okay, from the same projects, though.
But this guy did that. Juvenile.
Uh-huh.
Is he the one that said...
Back
the
song.
Thing up.
Nope, that's...
back that ass up?
Yes.
Girl, you look good. Won't you back
Mystical?
That ass up? No. No, Mystical was...
I know.
Mystical did time for rape.
Mystical's a criminal.
He's legit been in criminal. Prison for a long time. He's out now, I think.
But, yeah, but, he did terrible things. Yeah. But he
not
also...
Not a good guy.
No.
But no...
Juvenile, yes, you're right. Correct.
It is. It's so... I tell Brooke all the time, though. They're just not as good rappers either. They're terrible live.
Right. I mean, I don't... Because I think they just... There's so much technology now in the studio that I think sometimes they get in there and just add too much shit. Speaking of rap music, though, oh my God. Did you listen to Chris D'Elia's most recent podcast?
No, not yet.
Oh, I was fucking crying in the car, which Chris D'Elia's podcast... a lot of times has me crying. I'm laughing so hard.
I love that all the time whenever he makes a big point, he'll play that. That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
Yes.
Get money.
That's his
his stamp.
Yeah, that's his exclamation point on any point he's making. But yeah, so he goes into this whole thing about Kanye's new song and he plays it and it's so bizarre. Like, it's like it sounds like it's gonna be this cool, like, because it's got these girls singing and it's got this build up, and then it completely changes gears into something else, and then Kanye comes in with this lyric, and I swear to God, this is what it says: whoopity scoop poop poop.
he says
poop twice.
He's a lyrical genius.
And Chris D'Elia was like, immediately my favorite rapper. He said poop twice. And it's like, it literally is whoopity scoop poop poop doop whoopity scoop poop boop.
He's
like,
scatting.
So fucking funny. So don't go listen to the song. Go listen to Chris D'Elia's episode that's named Whoopity Scoop Poop.
Kanye's playing everybody, though. He knows what the fuck
of he's doing. Of course
that dude
he does.
He is just a media manipulative machine.
Yes.
Because he has gotten so famous from being so terrible at music and
exactly.
fashion. Everything he does is terrible. And now, people love it.
Chris D'Elia said that, too. He's like, he makes ugly-ass clothes and those fucking ugly Yeezy shoes.
And Chris D'Elia has a pair of Yeezys.
He said that. He said, and I fucking have them.
I know.
Because I need them. Because they are in demand. And
it's fucking crazy. That guy, like, knows what the fuck he's doing.
He's just a marketing genius. Somehow he does shit that's just off the wall, and it gets everybody talking about it and looking at it and therefore buying it eventually. And like, it's like, why? I said this was stupid. Why do I have it? Why did I pay for it? But I was crying laughing so hard. So fucking funny. That guy just
knows the system. I mean, man, he is so... His music is so auto-tuned and just so...
Well,
and
yeah.
You, when you hear him live, it's so bad. I mean, I don't know who's worse, him or 50 Cent live. They are both neck and neck for the worst live.
I don't know. A lot of rap is pretty terrible live. It's sad. But, yeah, so that is what happened to rap.
That's why I fucked your bitch, you fat Get motherfucker.
All right. What you got?
Who shot first? Han, Greedo, or Quick Draw from your last episode? He's talking about the guy that was coming too fast for his wife.
Oh, I was like, for a second, I was like, what? Who shot? Quick That's, Draw.
I think it was Greedo. I remember that scene. That's from A New Hope, right? Isn't that the Star Wars episode it's from? Where Greedo shoots at Han Solo. Greedo's that ugly little alien thing that was a bounty hunter. Looked like a fish, kind of, and he...
Yeah, with the...
It's one of the worst scenes in the whole series of movies. He's got Han, like, in a booth at a restaurant, and because Jabba wants him and has a bounty on his head.
That's the cabana scene, right? Where... It's a trap.
Yeah. And he shot at Han twice from point blank and missed. And then Han shoots him and kills him.
So he's as good of a shot as Rick Grimes?
He's worse because he's nose to nose with Han Solo. Missed him twice. But then Greedo or Quick Draw would quick be my draw. Answer.
My answer's Quick Draw. Poor guy. Poor bastard.
Poor
well, on
shit.
That note, I'll flippity flip my next question to be this one. Is Star Wars the best trilogy since the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
A little sacrilegious.
I mean, I'm, you know, those are some great trilogies. Star Wars and the Holy. It's pretty fucking good. I mean, Star Wars is one of those epic, you can't get much better than the story and the just...
I'm not much help on this. I don't... Sadly, I've not watched all the Star Wars. I'm sorry.
Well, they're talking about the trilogy, the original, the 70s, 80s one. Like,
no,
the trilogy.
Only one I've ever seen the whole movie of is where Luke gets his hand cut off.
That was the fucking horrible Hayden Christensen. Is that the one you're talking about? Oh, no, that's, that's not Luke. Duh.
No, that's Vader.
Yeah, okay.
No, Mark Hamill.
Yeah,
that's,
okay.
That's I thought you were Empire talking about Strikes the newer Back, ones. Or is that Return of the Jedi? No, one fuck. Of those two.
I mean, it's pretty fucking good, Muddy. I don't know what else you want from me. It's, I'm trying to think of another trilogy.
But it's
more than a trilogy now. It's like a...
Yeah, so you could compare that to like Rocky or
Rambo. It's like
Rambo.
An Encyclopedia Britannica series.
Nothing's better than Rocky and Rambo, though, so...
those are pretty fucking good, too. Poltergeist series. No, the first one was the only good one of those, really.
Yeah. I don't know many trilogies besides Godfather.
Twilight.
Twilight, yep. Yeah. If you go by money made, that one would be up there for sure.
Yeah. No, you can't do any Disney movies because they just do fucking sequels and trilogies to... Which Star Wars actually is Disney now.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people are worried it's going to go to shit.
I think the new ones have been good. I haven't seen Rogue One, though.
Isn't the Han Solo one coming out?
Solo is this month, yeah. At the end of this month, like May 28th.
Deadpool is coming out next weekend. That's what matters.
I know. I want to see that. And I do want to see Solo. I think that looks good. The guy that's playing Han is very handsome.
Can't watch it if it's not Harrison Ford.
Well, he's 80.
That's not my fault.
And he said, for fuck's sake, no more. That's why he made them kill him in the last one that he was in.
All right, you want me to go on to my question?
See.
All right, this is going to be my last one. Do you have one more?
I have two more.
Then you can ask those. Mm-hmm. This one is, my wife's tits are ruined from breastfeeding.
What?
She used to have great nipples, but now her areolas are as big as Frisbees. How do I tell her to fix her sock tits?
That'll do it, ladies. Mm. That was, I don't even know if I want to say this, coming at hate.
Well, let me do the first part. This is a two-way answer. Mm-hmm. First answer is, that's fucked up, bro.
That's fucked up. Yeah, don't ever fucking talk about your wife's tits like that.
That's the worst idea ever. If she finds out you sent that question,
you're fired.
Secondly, that's funny as shit. As a question. It's funnier than hell.
As I'm like,
so
holding my boobs.
My recommendation to you is never breathe a word of it. And be happy you have somebody that will put their tits on you.
Yeah. Take that shit to the grave.
Until the day that she comes to you and says, honey, I would love to have my tits fixed. And then you can like throw a parade and throw her the money and tell her to do it.
If she wants to. Support
her. And, you know, have an appointment already booked and ready for her. But until she comes to you with that idea, there's no way it's a good idea to approach your wife and tell her that her tits are ruined and that her areolas are as big as Frisbees. I don't think the areola thing will go. If they've gotten huge like Frisbees, plastic surgery doesn't fix
that's
those.
That's not reversible. And don't ever utter the words to your wife that your tits are ruined.
Oh, God, no. I know. That's just dumb.
If you ever want to touch boobs and butt and...
Well, if you don't want her to...
Hate you.
ever be secure again in the nude in front of you. Because I don't care what she says. If she forgives you or says, oh, it's fine, she will never forget. You're fucked. Keep that shit locked away deep inside.
And guess what? She knows. You think she doesn't? She knows. You think she doesn't see those?
If she had kids, and she breastfed her kids, for one, she fed your children, sir.
Yeah,
you dick
monster. I did not breastfeed, and I still feel like my tits are ruined.
Yeah, not they're not.
Not, but see, because you know better than to say.
Well, I do know better, and you didn't breastfeed, which does tend to be harsher on women's boobs.
Right.
And they'll tell you that.
Which that was one of the 75 reasons I didn't breastfeed. Not the only reason, so calm the fuck down, everybody listening. But, however, they still did get, they went from, you know, small to fucking huge porn star tits for like a day. And then back. So that does some damage, you know, like all the size changing and.
I don't know. I mean, as a bro, huge, huge Frisbee areolas are tough. I mean,
But it's a boob. A boob is a boob.
No, I'm just siding with him on if I'm picking out tits or if I'm looking at a lineup of tits and I'm like, oh, cool. Those are cool tits. Those are cool tits. Those are cool tits. All different sizes. Yes. But then you get to one where they're like half the tit is areola. Mm-hmm. I'll just say those are tits.
No thanks. But I mean, you know what? So you knew what they were like before. Just remember them as they were.
Or remember, you know.
And remember that those fed and nourished your children. Was saying.
Those things were saved you a lot of cash for a little while.
Fuck yeah, because we spent
millions.
So much fucking money on formula.
I mean, and if she could have controlled it and said, I don't want my tits to change, and then I'm sure she would have, but she can't control.
But there was other, I don't know. No, I mean, didn't want the whole, there's a whole lot of reasons.
No,
I mean,
I'm not talking about her choice, her reasons for breastfeeding. What I'm saying is if she could have breastfed.
Oh, his wife.
Made sure her tits weren't ruined. She would have.
Yeah, you don't have that choice.
That's what I'm saying to this poor bastard.
She chose to feed your children with...
You know, just start a savings account, and the day that she comes to you, which will probably be when she's finally for sure done with kids, when she knows she's shutting it down for good, And she'll come to you and be like, honey, you know what? I'm thinking about fixing my tits. And you just be like, God, yes.
No, don't I say that. I support you. Don't say God, yes. You say what?
Get a rager right there. Yes.
No, you need to simmer down.
And I got $8,000 saved. I've already talked to the doctor. Dr. Smith said he can do him, have you back to work in 3 days. Okay. Let's go.
Calm down, maybe. And act, play it cool.
Be like, you know what? If that's what
if that's what you want, I think they're fine, is what you should say. They're fine. I think they're great. What do you mean? There's nothing wrong with them. But, I mean, if this will make you happy, because I don't know how many times I've told Randall, I mean, more right after I had Gunner. I feel like it's gotten a little better, because I feel like they've maybe perked back up just a tad. But right afterwards, I was like, oh, dear God.
No, you've brought it up to me before that if, I mean, we both agreed that if you ever did anything, we wouldn't just throw massive tits on you.
No, I just want to get them lifted back up to where they were.
I don't care.
Maybe. One way it's or the not other. Even.
They're fine. And that's not fucking around. You can tell from I keep you occupied plenty.
Yeah,
your boobs. I'm not writing people asking them for advice on how to tell you that your tits are ruined. Because they're not.
Jesus. And it's so far down the priority list for me. Like, so far down. It's
no, I mean, my only sympathy for him is it sounds, if it's really just the areolas.
Are you doodling pictures of areolas over there?
No. Drew He-Man.
Oh, okay.
If the areolas are bad, though, they just stuck with that. No plastic surgeon can fix your diameter of your areola unless, like, you know, God forbid if she ever, you know, runs into an issue, they have to remove them.
Unless everything like has to get chopped off. Yeah, and they have to give you a new one,
There's no way. Terrible, I've never heard of an operation where
you don't electively do that.
Replace your nipples.
You don't electively do that. Because then you lose all the feeling and there's, you know,
That's a huge surgery. For one, also, that's a way bigger surgery than throwing an implant.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You don't electively go, hey, just remove the whole thing and then rebuild it, like, from scratch.
I just want
You only someone... do that when it's a medical need.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, structurally, you can't cut a dinner-sized plate nipple out and then put a tiny nipple there. Because all that's gone.
What if they just take some of the diameter away and then use that like to make it tighter? I don't know.
It may be doable, actually. I feel now, like after that, you might be right.
After my demonstration. Yeah,
they might do that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just.
But it's a bad choice, bro.
Yeah. So just keep your mouth fucking shut.
Shame on you, but thank you for the question.
It's a lot of talk about boobs. All right, so I've got two more left. I'll do this one that was specifically for me. Brooke, the age-old question, does size matter? And
that is the age-old question.
I guess, yeah, it is. I mean, the simple answer is yes, only because if it's too drastic one way or the other, like too big is no good, too small is no good. Feel like you got to be somewhere in the middle normal range, and then it's not the only thing. You gotta, you know, gotta know how to use it, but no, it's not the only thing that matters, but it does matter, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I have no idea as far as
because you've only clearly
to chime in.
I don't that. Either, babe, but yeah, because you're the only person.
I know. That's
it's the only one I've ever seen, and it's perfect.
It's a tough one, Muddy, but I would assume, yeah, that it would be definitely, you want more normal, you don't want teeny tiny cock
guy. Well, because then it's like, yeah, and then too big is just no thanks. No thanks.
I don't know how much porn you've watched, but Muddy, there are some huge cocks out there.
It's frightening. But quality, not quantity, is also the age-old adage that goes with that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's with anybody, though. I mean, you can flip that for guys is, you know, for a vagina hole, if, you know, it, the package looks all great and everything, but then if she's terrible, you know, at her performance, then like, it doesn't matter how good.
Like that, the, laser, like a dead fish.
Yeah, that the box of life is. Yeah, you gotta have some ability and some confidence.
Some moves.
Yeah, to put with it.
All right, so last question from Muddy Obbs. Brandon and I are farming and forming. Wow. Not farming. No. Your serial killer cursive struck again. Brandon and I are forming an LLC. What's our company name and what do we do? I mean, the first thing that pops into mind is Prove Me Wrong LLC. And they are investigative journalists.
That's funny. For me, I would have to say that their name would be Muddy Palms, ew, Inc.
Okay. Got it. Palmer. I get it. Yeah. I get it. I get it.
And they masturbate profusely.
Is that like a but hairy palm?
I would picture them being engineers because they're both such they're smart and so ridiculous at the same time. They're both very smart guys.
I know they are. Is Brandon the one that worked for Boeing or whatever?
Yeah,
he
does work for Boeing and he's an officer in the Navy.
Yeah.
And an MMA fighter that will rip your arm off.
No. They're both too smart for their own good.
The funniest guy on earth.
Yeah.
And the meanest guy on earth. And one of the smartest. And Patrick's the same fucking way. They're both. And we had the same education at the worst school, all of us. And they're both way smarter than me. So I put them at engineers / asset protection.
Okay.
Like y'all would be bodyguards at night.
For like a weed dispensary?
Yeah, something ridiculous or some mob guys.
Like Josh.
And build bridges during the day in right. Chicago.
Muddy Palms.
Muddy Palms, Inc.
Okay.
Multifaceted company.
All right, so you guys choose. I feel like Randall's is probably the winner.
Muddy's going to, prove me wrong. Never. That could be their slogan at Muddy Palms.
Yeah.
Their commercial and their tagline is prove me wrong.
It would just be at the end, prove me wrong. Yes. We can make the t-shirts.
All right. Just let us know, Muddy.
We'll invest.
What are
$10.
We? $10. Where are we at?
50.
Cool. Well, I forgot, but so I'm going to go ahead and do it now because we're doing okay on time, is just the tip. Me and Jimbo were talking in the sauna this morning. He had a good idea. I was telling him I was kind of thinking out what we were going to discuss for the Just the Tip. And he was talking some more about how your theory on pulling the boobs out always works.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, that definitely always works. It works on me, but why doesn't it work
the other way around?
The other way around. Why is it a double standard? It's not a double standard. I don't even know why I'm saying
that. Well,
we've
talked about
it
before that it's not.
But if you're in a bad mood, and I say you're having a bad day at work.
That would just make it worse.
We put Gunner to bed, and you're sitting in the living room, like, having a beer, and I walk out and lift the leg of my shorts and, like, stranglehold my plums right in your face, two hairy plums.
I mean, why those, though?
But the thing is, our plums are our tits in comparison.
What about the
Shaft
whiner?
is the vagina of ours.
Okay.
Because those are the actual sex
organs
users. The tits and the plums
are
the rascals.
Equal. That's not an.
It's definitely not equal, but if you walk in and I'm having a bad day, you show me your tits, my word's going to be, oh, sweet, or great. If I walk in strangleholding my plums, you're going to go, ew.
Well, I'm just going to say, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like, that's not a turn on.
There's absolutely zero turn-on quality to plums. Hairy plums.
A satchel is not, it's not a turn-on.
I know.
It's not sexy.
I'm not saying that they are.
Yeah, I mean.
But why can't we change that and women start looking at our plums like we look at your
tits?
Why
does it have to be? What I mean, like
my plum. I can feel it down in my plum.
Yes.
You remember that?
Yes, from East, Talladega Nights.
No, it's Eastbound and Down.
Oh, Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, and Will Ferrell's the blonde-headed car salesman.
Oh, okay. I knew
and
it
he's talking with whatever his name
Kenny
is.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, and the black guy that was his rival, Craig Ferguson, or whatever his name is. He was on a couple of shows. He's on Brooklyn Nine-Nine as the bad guy.
Jody or whatever.
Yeah. And they're having like a stare down, and Will Ferrell's like, can you feel the tension?
Well, and they had outtakes of that whole thing where he said it.
Deep down in my plums.
yes.
Nice blue hue.
So that's, you could use the sex approach if I'm in a bad mood, but not with the plums. Preferably.
Maybe, I know.
Like, because it's just different. Like,
it still doesn't have, even if it's the full-blown wiener dinger.
But not even that. It's just like, there's I don't know. Pull your tits out.
I'm not giving you an ultimatum here. I'm just talking about how it's funny
that there's such
an ingrained thing with guys and tits. Tits from such is just ingrained in us. Before I even knew, like, when you're a young guy and you're, even before you hit puberty, you know tits are awesome for some reason.
For some reason, they
are awesome.
Tits
are the best.
Yeah. Even babies know it.
I think even like, even gay men and women, straight women and gay
absolutely.
Men love tits and will admire tits.
Yes.
And will say, very nice tits. 100%. Those are beautiful tits. I love your tits.
Absolutely. And
everyone agrees.
Yeah.
Different sizes, big, small, that has no relevance.
No.
They can be anything. And you'll be like, ooh.
They are fascinating. I mean, you know, anybody that has them will say, you can find, just like how guys will sit there and like.
No guy's going to be like, nice plums.
No, but I'm saying like, you know how you'll sit there with your hand on your pants, like just.
Oh, Al Bundy style?
Al Bundy style. Like how guys will just have their hand, like just making sure it's still there. Girls do that with their boobs all the time.
Oh, sure. But I'm talking about.
So I'm saying like, I get it that they're.
Every person.
The fascination.
Likes tits.
Yeah.
I don't think you could find anyone that says. Besides, like, women, of course, when their boobs get too big, gives them back problems, then they're probably like, I hate my tits.
Right.
Because they're hurting them physically.
Yes.
But as far as appeal to the eye, mm-hmm. I think everyone would agree tits are awesome.
So what's the tip? What's?
The tits are awesome.
I don't think that's.
And that our plums, cannot compete with the tits.
I don't think that's very
you can
insightful.
Stuck your nuts back between your butt cheeks and try to do a bat wing, and there's nothing. It's never going to work.
You can silence of the lambs that shit all day.
The only no here's the
or
just
bulldog
the tip.
Your nuts.
Here's the tip, out of all that, to defer some of the rancidness of the appearance of plums, at least keep it trimmed up.
Oh,
don't have big bushy.
Oh God, yes.
Dick facial hair and big long hairy plums.
Well, like, remember that Dave Chappelle one where he's like,
like an egg.
Smooth as eggs.
I don't go that. I would never go that far because I trim the ball fro all the time. But yes. You can't put a blade directly on that skin of
that
balls.
That skin is way too thick.
You'll tear immediately.
That's like.
Just like the.
It's like cat skin, or it's like, because cats have really thin skin, or it's like, as you know, like it's like an old, it's like an 80-year-old person.
I've nicked the furry bean bag with my clippers trying to just trip.
Nope.
This is the balls.
Nope.
That skin gives zero fucks.
Making,
you have no forgiveness.
It's making my butt pucker.
So you got to hit it with a guard. Just trim. It's just when someone has a goatee off their ball sack.
You don't. Yeah.
It's bad for your partner.
You don't need Lenny Kravitz's drummer down there. Remember that chick with the huge afro?
No, all I think about Lenny Kravitz now is when his leather pants tore and his tiny dick with a cock ring came out on purpose.
Don't hate on the flaccid.
With a cock ring on.
Yeah.
So no. It never goes really flaccid.
No underwear.
Yeah, and that's why he had a cock ring on, so it won't go real flaccid.
Oh, I don't know.
He's squeezing that motherfucker. It was so stupid. But Lenny Kravitz is awesome.
And he's beautiful.
I mean, man, he's aged pretty. In the last couple years, I saw a thing with him the other day.
Shut your face.
He's going downhill.
Shut your face. He has beautiful.
Probably as many women, probably close to as many as Prince.
Because look at him.
I know. Him and Prince have slayed every piece of ass and on Prince planet Earth.
He was tinier than I am.
He was smaller than every woman he banged, and they don't care.
Who fucking cares? Yeah, because he's like, he's Prince.
Prince fucked everybody. Guys, girls.
Everyone.
Anything.
Because.
Why not?
I mean, he could. And he wanted to. So therefore, he did. And same with Lenny Kravitz.
No, Lenny, you know, I've always thought Lenny's a good looking guy. He's muscular.
Yeah.
You know, he's built well. Mixed.
He's got all the
good skin.
Just all the perfect features of everything, you know, like, I mean, gorgeous skin, eyes, like, yeah, it's just not.
But the cock ring, I'm like, stop it. You don't wear that every day.
That's yucky.
That's so planned.
When I feel like all that would do is just, like, harbor germs and bacteria.
Oh, God, yeah. That's another reason I think the plums and the cock aren't a sexual pleasure visually. It's just a cesspool of hatred.
It's a lot of skin folds.
And that's why I think that the tits reign supreme.
They do.
They're clean.
There's no.
They're not. Yeah. I mean, you can, if you've got huge cans, I'm sure there's some nasty undercarriage issues.
Well, I mean, even I get underboob sweat and I've got.
But if you got big tiny flappers.
Well, yeah.
You could have like lunch meat. But there's under
not
there.
Shut
some
up.
Nasty shit.
But that's, but no, but it's not in your crotch.
God, no. Not inches away from your pooper.
Exactly.
If your tits were inches away from your shitter.
And there's not gobs of hair.
No, it's
still wins.
They are the better design. I think we can all agree.
So no real advice there. It was just tits are great.
The advice was trim up your ball hair.
Okay. It was lost on me.
Why would you have, now, in today's age with such good available body grooming equipment. Why would you not trim up
your genitals? New razor is fantastic.
Yeah.
Two times in a row now, I have not nicked your neck.
I know.
This thing is deadly. The Philips Norelco something or other. It's great, though.
Oh, it's a champ, but it'll cut your...
Holy shit. I'm terrified.
Thin hair on like the side of your neck or the thin
skin?
Well,
yeah, and Randall has no neck. So trying to shave everything around there and then like the, you know, I have to try and like, and I can't like crank his neck because he had neck surgery. So it's, there's challenges anatomically trying to.
But I think that trimming up your crotchal region is just being respectful to your partner.
That's just, yeah, courteous.
Unless they're into bushes and they say, please, honey, grow out.
Are they into bushes and body odor, stank, funkness?
I don't know. Because
that's also what comes along with the territory there. But, yeah. All right. Shave your satchel, gentlemen.
Yeah. That's all I got, babe.
All right. Word. John, you want to say bye?
He's ready to go to bed.
He's like, come on, motherfuckers. All right. Bye.
All right. Fuck y'all.